preparing for this has been a different kind of hell. And even now I'm in a very, very dark place. As I sit quietly in the dressing room, I suddenly belch, and I'm reminded of what I had for my dinner, or lunch, if you're posh. Whilst everyone else will have been tucking into sandwiches or burgers, I was in a restaurant ordering a mouth-watering lump of fat, taken straight from a massive joint of gammon. In terms of taste, it was probably one of the most disgusting meals I've ever eaten, but in terms of calories, it was the dog's. About 4,000 all told. You see, to me, when it comes to milestones, the half-ton deadlift is right up there with the four-minute mile. And if anybody ever manages to break the record once I've smashed it, and they will, it will be my record they're breaking. Let's face it, nobody gives a damn who holds the current record for running a mile. Why would they? Whoever holds the record is simply clinging onto the coattails of greatness. The only name that matters when it comes to running the mile is Roger Bannister. And why? Because he proved the naysayers wrong and did what everyone said was impossible. He became, and remains, the benchmark. And regardless of the fact that the record he set is now slow in comparison to today's athletes, it's the only one we really care about. He walks,